local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way. It's 77 now. First, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have told us it's been a quiet ride. No delays from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. From I-10 and Dolphin Island Parkway to 90 and Rangeline and all the way out towards Theodore Dawes Road, we've had a good ride. Moffitt, Dolphin, Airport, and 65. So far, no major backups or delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3662 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints. This time, federal complaints about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought a politician who's been found guilty of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications? No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants, text on included.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Glad to have y'all along as well. Captain Bobby Averscotto, 7:50, with our fishing report. Also, before you fill up the boat or fill up the truck out there or the car, look at those gas prices. I know I was paying attention as we were coming back from the Smoky Mountains, and, you know, an extra 75, 80 cents here and there when you're filling up on a big trip, it makes a big difference. As gas prices in our area, some of the best prices are for Mobile County, $2.38 a gallon, like $2.42 in Baldwin County. I know the president this morning tweeting to OPEC. Although it was just, he said, not at OPEC. I don't know if OPEC has a Twitter feed. It would be, we need to find that out. That would be highly entertaining if they had like a really kind of hip Twitter feed. But from at real Donald Trump says, the OPEC monopoly, cartel, but the OPEC monopoly must remember the gas prices are up and they are doing little to help. If anything, they are driving prices higher as the United States defends many of their members for very little money. This must be a two-way street. And then in capital font here, reduced pricing now. That might be a message. Out of all the OPEC members, the Saudis ought to hear that one. You know, the Saudis ought to hear that one. Say, you know, we do a lot for y'all and you're driving prices up. Although, here's the thing. You know, you drive the price. I believe me, I'm like everybody else. I've got to fill up two gas tanks, you know, two vehicles in our family and boats and things like that. But if you let it go high enough, what happens? Well, they go back into producing here stateside, and that Bakken shale oil field and those others go back online producing, a lot of energy. But it takes a certain price to make it worth them opening in those oil fields. So there's a Twitter account,
OPEC News.
OPEC News? Wait a second. Yes.
And there's also OPEC Secretariat, which is apparently the executive office of OPEC.
I thought that was their horse that ran in the
That's what I thought, too.
So OPEC News has more than 42,000 followers, which include Anthony Scaramucci.
I'm going to follow it too, so I can punk them.
It's interesting to see what they retweet, though, when it comes to some of the recent headlines and who said what and lawmakers. And it's good. It's a good account to follow.
Yeah, this is okay. So I have OPEC News. I am now following OPEC News. All right, 7:10. Speaking of news, here are headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Great news. A senior alert issued last week has been canceled now that 70-year-old James Lee has been located. Mobile police confirmed that he was located earlier this week. Officials say he suffers from schizophrenia and congestive heart failure, which requires medication, which made his search even more urgent. He'd last been seen wearing blue and white jacket, light blue t-shirt, blue jeans, and black shoes. Mobile police turned to the public for our assistance. At this hour, still no information as to where and how he was found, but the good news is he is safe. Piggybacking on our national news, the man whose name has become a household name, thanks to representing Stormy Daniels, says that if President Trump seeks re-election, then Michael Avenatti, he's tweeted that he will run if there is no other candidate, quote, that has a real chance of beating Trump. He said, quote, only a street fighter has a chance at displacing the king, and that he feels a moral obligation to run against Trump. Here's his tweet. If, and in parentheses, big, so a big if, he seeks re-election, I will run, but only if I think that there's no other candidate in the race that has a real chance at beating him. We can't relive 2016. I love this country, our values, and our people too much to sit by while they are destroyed. Hashtag Fight Club. Hashtag Basta. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there we go. It has nothing to do with getting Avenatti's press has diminished and waned a bit. Has nothing to do with getting him back in the news cycle.
Well, it's funny you should say that. So at the very end of this piece, this is from USA Today, and this was news to me. Did you know he's sort of kind of in trouble regarding taxes? Justice Department claimed that he's in trouble with his taxes because he misrepresented information in a bankruptcy case involving his former law firm that owes more than $440,000 in unpaid federal taxes.
There's that.
So his law firm, they agreed back in January to pay about $2.4 million in back taxes and penalties as part of a resolution of a bankruptcy case involving the firm. Court documents show that some of the money has been paid, but attorneys for the government say that the firm still owed a portion of the unpaid tax money. And then there's that. Goodness. It's always election season. The political cycle churns on. So now we know, big if. He may run.
There you go. Thank you, Kelly. 7:14, FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of the political season, you know, July 17th, that is the runoff day. If you haven't been able to recognize the density of political ads here on FM Talk 106.5, you will be voting again, or some of y'all will be voting again. By the way, too, on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, three big things this morning. A protester climbs the Statue of Liberty.
I watched that yesterday.
What, the 2.5 hours of that?
Oh, my goodness.
I had to go for a recap. I had to go. I can't devote that kind of time.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched it, and then I had to look away because I was so afraid that if they went to go rescue this woman and someone slipped, it would have turned into a whole different scene.
So it's we'll see if it comes out as a reality show, the rescue going on. Also, speaking of rescuers, racing to drain water inside that cave in Thailand before the water comes up anymore. Actually, they're even training these soccer team to scuba dive to get them out.
And now can't swim.
Now saying they're too malnutritioned to actually scuba dive. They're going to have to find another way to save them.
We'll come. I've got some theories and some things. I think everybody's sitting around going, why don't we try such and such? And then the third story, Pensacola lottery winner has yet to claim over $68,000 prize we were talking about. Go pick up your trash. Wonder if that's sitting like under a floor mat in a car or something like that. It also brings up that rant. Y'all have all worked with this person. Maybe you're that person who doesn't go buy a lottery ticket until it gets up to, they'll say, well, it's $200 million now. It's worth me going. And you want to go, what? What? Because like a million wouldn't help you because, you know, that's beneath you. But this one's $68,629.86.
I'm okay with that.
I'll take it. Mm-hmm. The deadline is today to get that thing turned in. We'll talk about that. Actually, deadline's Tuesday to turn that in. All right, 7:15, be right back.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 21-year-old man from Fairhope is being held without bond in the Baldwin County Jail. Sean Jackson charged with rape and sodomy of a girl, burglary, and attempting to elude police. Fairhope police have not provided many details of that crime. Another Baldwin County man is charged with one count of sodomy and three counts of sexual abuse. 34-year-old Alan Kittrell of Silver Hill is being held in the Baldwin County Jail on a $30,000 bond. A woman from Mobile remains in Metro Jail this morning charged with domestic violence involving a stabbing. Latia Allen is accused of stabbing a man in the chest in a home on Raven Drive. It happened early yesterday morning. Police say the victim was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. Time is running out for a lotto winner who bought a ticket in Pensacola 6 months ago. The Quick Pick ticket was sold at Six Brothers and is worth more than $68,000, but you only have until Tuesday to claim the top prize. It was sold for the January 11th drawing. Any Florida lottery retailer can validate the winning ticket. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves. Politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama. Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears got a July 4th win over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 3-1 last night before the fireworks lit up the sky above Hank Aaron Stadium. Alex Klonowski earned the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched six scoreless innings before the Bay Bears went to the bullpen for his replacement. All three of Mobile's runs were scored in the second inning when Jose Rojas drove in a run on a sacrifice fly and Michael Barish added a two-run homer. The series against Jacksonville continues tonight with first pitch at the Hank set for 6:35 p.m. In the majors, the New York Yankees beat the Atlanta Braves 6-2 on Wednesday. Giancarlo Stanton hit a three-run homer for New York.
Swung on and drove it a deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, that is a Stantonian home run to deep right center. A three-run blast. Giancarlo. No se posto parlo.
That call from the Yankees radio network on WFAN. New York's Aaron Judge also added to the score. He hit his 24th home run of the season. Atlanta first baseman Freddie Freeman left the game in the fourth inning after he was hit by a pitch in his right upper arm during a third inning at bat. The team diagnosed Freeman with an upper arm contusion. Braves still lead the NL East by 1.5 games over the Philadelphia Phillies. In other games around the league, the Boston Red Sox completed a sweep over the Washington Nationals with a 3-0 win. Philadelphia beat Baltimore 4-1. The Chicago Cubs won their sixth in a row using a sixth-inning rally to defeat the Detroit Tigers 5-2. The AL West leading Houston Astros beat the Texas Rangers 5-4 in an extra inning, and the Los Angeles Dodgers held off Pittsburgh 6-4. On the Sports Report, I often talk about some of the big sports stars like Nick Saban, Tom Brady, LeBron James, sometimes Tiger Woods. But for a minute, I want to talk about a real sports legend. Of course, I'm talking about Joey Jaws Chestnut, who won his 11th hot dog eating title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island yesterday, and even broke his own record in the process. Jaws downed 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes to the disgust and awe of everyone on Coney Island, also those watching from the safety of their own homes. Here he is. Here's the champ Chestnut after his big win yesterday.
You know, I got into competitive eating because I love to eat, and I love beating the heck out of people, but So I tried to just have fun, and I was enjoying the food and beating the heck out of the guys next to me.
Chestnut beat the runner-up Carmen Sincotti by 10 whole hot dogs. That's double digits there. In the women's competition, Miki Sudo defended her title by eating 37 hot dogs. Sudo's won the competition 5 years running. At Wimbledon, defending champion Roger Federer easily advanced into the third round with a win over Lucas Lacco in straight sets. On the women's side, world number two Caroline Wozniacki was eliminated in the second round by Ekaterina Makarova. Wozniacki has never advanced past the fourth round at Wimbledon. Serena Williams is headed to the third round after she easily defeated Victoria Tomova in straight sets. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Okay, wait. Do the math here for a second. So how many? Joey Chestnut, it was how many hot dogs?
74.
74. How long? 10 minutes?
10 minutes. And the buns. Don't forget those.
All right. So 600 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
600 seconds.
What rate are we going at here?
Yeah, that's right. So this would be 74 divided by 600, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. Somebody's doing that off the top of their head, but... All right.
All right, I think we're talking about a dog every 8 seconds is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Or a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Not or a real dog. No.
0.12 of a dog.
Someone may have just been tuning in.
0.12 of a dog every second.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's pretty fast. I don't think anybody can beat him.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. There's always a challenger. All right, 7:22 coming right back.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had a nice ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway with light traffic. No delays downtown for the George Wallace to the Bankhead tunnels. From Schillinger and Three Notch Airport, Moffitt and 65 heading north and southbound from Pritchard to Saraland. Light traffic. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're also looking good. Market in the Park is back this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org and like them on Facebook. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 724 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
We're in here crunching numbers and all this good stuff.
Who knew there'd be math, huh?
Right. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary of our engagement yesterday.
Congratulations.
So we enjoyed the fireworks. Thank you.
Well.
La-dee-da. Okay, let's get you to your news from our nation's capital. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in the news. Well, really, it's his job that's in the news. It seems that the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, known as Scott Pruitt, thinks that he can do the job even better and has even offered to run the Department of Justice if President Trump decides to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Keep up with me now. According to multiple news agencies, which includes CNN, the president has been considering this move since last April. Meantime, Pruitt remains in the news for his involvement in several investigations, while some say Jeff Sessions has remained on the wrong side of the president since he recused himself from the Russia investigation. It's like as the world turns, right? According to the story, Pruitt offered to take the gig and temporarily replace Sessions for 210 days under the Federal Vacancies Reform Act, telling the president that he would then return to Oklahoma to then run for office afterward. You see, that act of 1998 lets the president temporarily fill a vacancy at a federal agency if the official, quote, dies, resigns, or is otherwise unable to perform the functions and duties of the office. So we'll keep our eyes and ears peeled for this one. If there are any new movements, we'll let you know. If you enjoyed last night's fireworks, once the clock hit 10 p.m., you probably noticed fewer minors still out and about in the city of Mobile, because there was a curfew in effect for minors under the age of 18, thanks to the Mobile Police Department, and they gave a heads up that there would be strict enforcement during the July 4th celebrations. A notice from the police department said, quote, "We'll be strictly enforcing ordinances relating to underage drinking and alcohol consumption." It also cites an ordinance that prohibits minors under the age of 18 from being in the entertainment district from 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. The entertainment district includes Mardi Gras Park, Mobile Civic Center, and the Royal Kantai and Dolphin Street corridor, which contains a ton of downtown bars, clubs, and restaurants. So now you know why you saw older people out when they should have been when it came to 10 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you. I don't know if this calculation is correct. I don't see on the text line somebody suggested 22,200 calories and 54,242 grams of sodium for no way. No way. Let's see. I think it's got to be 21,000 calories.
Yeah, somewhere closer to that.
What is a hot dog in calories? I don't think they worry about that too much. I mean, so, you know, one off kind of deal.
Could you imagine if they added to really spice things up, they had to add condiments to the hot dogs? So not just ketchup and mustard, but maybe onions and...
Then it would get really gross.
I know.
Now that would make it good, but I, you know, would when you go to soak it in the water like they do with the... Yeah, not real good.
I wonder what he's doing today, Chestnut. I wonder what he does the day after. Is he making the media rounds, or is he just going to sleep all day?
Probably a little of both.
Yeah, keep everybody away from him at this point. We'll just leave it at that. All right, coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us. Lots to talk about with Doc. Saw this story, and we'll get his comment on it. As hurricane season moves on here, they have downgraded the folks out in Fort Collins, Colorado, which has it ever bothered y'all that the forecasting center for hurricanes. You do have the Hurricane Center in Miami and all that, but the forecasters for hurricane predictions each year are out at, what is that, Colorado State in Fort Collins? Or as my brother-in-law used to call it, who lived there, Fort Fun. Colorado State University Department of Atmospheric Science. So it's just weird that the people that are farthest away from possible hurricanes
are calling the shots.
But they said they have, they're downgrading. They had called for their number of hurricanes, you know, before the season, and now they've downgraded that. They said continental U.S. probability of a major hurricane making landfall is 39%, down from their previously forecasted 52%. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that and our weekend weather ahead. Plus, Captain Bobby joins us shortly. Y'all stay close. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. We expect to learn more today about a multi-car crash last night in South Mobile County. It happened on Highway 90 in Grand Bay. A witness told News 5 a drunk driver crashed into several parked cars and a pedestrian was hit following the Grand Bay fireworks show. The accident happened in front of the Grand Bay Convalescence and Rehab Center. Grand Bay Fire Rescue Crews, along with Bayou LaBattery Fire and Alabama law enforcement officers, worked that accident. A man who'd been reported missing last week has been killed in a motorcycle accident. The Florida Highway Patrol says 24-year-old Stephen Henry of Milton was killed when his motorcycle left the road and crashed. It happened around 1:30 yesterday morning on County Road 184 and Old Hickory Hammock Road in Santa Rosa County. Two people were killed and three others injured in Alabama Wednesday in a boating accident. Two boats collided head-on on the Black Warrior River in Moundville. Hale County officials say that autopsies have been ordered to determine if alcohol was involved. The Alabama Department of Law Enforcement is investigating. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
In the UK, two more people are suffering from exposure to the Russian nerve agent that nearly killed former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter last March.
What the police are saying is that their condition in the hospital remains critical.
Correspondent Nick Robertson says analysis shows the Novichok that has sickened this couple is from the same batch. A Russian lawmaker is calling the poisoning anti-Russian PR hysteria. British officials say they expect Russian disinformation to follow the attack. Dozens of wildfires are burning in several western states.
Strong winds whipped up the Lake Christine fire, burning in Basalt, Colorado, northwest of Aspen. The fire grew quickly Wednesday, with erratic winds making predictions difficult. The Eagle County Sheriff's Office said residents who feel unsafe should just leave.
Correspondent Andrew Spencer. In a follow-up to the Singapore summit, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo plans 2 days of talks with North Korean officials in Pyongyang about denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. It's a data day, with the first of this week's employment-related reports coming from ADP. Reuters estimates that report on private sector hiring will show 190,000 jobs were created in June. Weekly jobless claims are estimated to come in at 225,000. The ISM non-manufacturing report today will give us a look at the services industry. Traders will be listening for any signs of detente between Washington and Beijing. President Trump's stiff tariffs on China are set to take effect at midnight following tariffs already enacted on Europe and Canada, along with reciprocal tariffs on the U.S. Mexican tariffs on U.S. cheeses that increased today hit a U.S. dairy industry that creates nearly 3 million jobs and is increasingly reliant on exports. Last year, the U.S. held a 75% share of Mexico's cheese imports, with our neighbors to the south by far our largest cheese market. The Dow slid 132 points on Tuesday. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Suggs Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, great ride again coming in from Baldwin County. A little bit of delay now eastbound I-10 between Malbus and Loxley, but nothing out of the ordinary. As you're traveling across the Bayway from the 1065 split, Range Line 90, again, Theodore Dawes Road, Schillinger and Three Notch, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you won't find any accidents in roadways and a pretty quiet ride through Mobile for now. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they're offering the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And lay it out for us. Summertime is here. Although, you know, yesterday afternoon after the thunderstorms, it felt not bad outside. It cooled it down to the 80s.
Yeah, we had a high of 92 yesterday, but yeah, the thunder shower activity did cool us off just a little bit. But again, the humidity is going to be high today, and that's going to make it feel rather uncomfortable. Even though the high will be near 90, we'll see a heat index that most likely will just exceed 100 degrees. But look for partly cloudy skies, and then this afternoon we'll likely see some scattered thunderstorm activity. Now tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible in the evening. Low tonight about 72, and then tomorrow, another active day for thunderstorms, with a high in the upper 80s. What we're experiencing today and tomorrow, another disturbance coming across the northern Gulf Coast, moving from east to west. And as it moves by today and tomorrow, it will be a factor in the thunderstorm activity. Looking ahead to the weekend, well, cold front will be coming down through Mississippi and Alabama. It looks like it will stall over the southern portion of Alabama. And what that will do, of course, is keep us humid and with a good chance for thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday. And high temperatures will be in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. So it looks like the weekend will definitely see some rain. And again, it'll be confined more to the afternoon and into the evening hours.
Well, while we talk about tropical weather, I want to get your reaction to this story. I saw that the hurricanes folks out at Colorado State are downgrading their prediction for the 2018 season.
Yeah, what we're seeing is the temperatures across the tropical Atlantic and even in portions of the Caribbean are just not warming up rapidly, and it looks like they will stay what we'll call on the cool side this summer. And that will, of course, reduce tropical activity in that area. However, the Gulf of Mexico and the southwestern Atlantic, Bahamas, so on, that area, temperatures will be normal to above normal. So the chances are that the most active areas will be slightly higher latitude, meaning the Gulf or the southwestern or western Atlantic, as opposed to the Caribbean and the very tropical Atlantic. So that's going to cause a projection to be a little bit lower in the number of storms. We're looking at about 11 to 12 as opposed to perhaps 15 named storms, as we indicated earlier.
What about the strength of those storms? Anecdotally, I want to think that it means they're not as strong if they don't get the big running start across the Atlantic and through the Windward Islands into the Gulf. But is that true?
Tend to be stronger with a longer track, and it all depends on how what kind of support there is in the upper atmosphere. It doesn't matter where those storms form. Needs the support and the outflow in the upper atmosphere to keep that big old heat engine going, which is what a hurricane is. But anything that forms in the Gulf of Mexico or the southwestern Atlantic, meaning the Bahamas area, there's very warm water there. If conditions are favorable, they can be very powerful hurricanes.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. 738-77 now at our studios. Coming right back. Headlines with Kelly.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott. 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard. Spanish Fort 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints. This time, federal complaints about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought? A politician who's been found guilty of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
All right, 740, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Remember, online at fmtalk1065.com. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and see what's shaking in the second half of this Independence Day week. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Doing great. And what's going on at the lot at LCM?
Well, we got a bunch of fresh inventory coming today. Just a little bit of mix of everything. Cars, trucks, and sport utilities. So we'll have about, I think it's nine of them going to hit between now and middle of the afternoon.
So, like, a pro tip here would be to come on out and check them out in person, because, you know, you can get an advance on the people that wait for them to come online.
Absolutely, because it takes us a little while to get them online. You know, they'll hit here this morning, mid-afternoon, we'll get them all inspected, and we'll get them on the lot and take pictures tomorrow. So it'll be sometime late tomorrow before they hit the web page.
How's financing looking?
Awesome. Lenders are real aggressive. We've got some great rates, and they just continue to surprise us.
All right, give us directions to come check out that brand-new inventory at LCM.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby, check it in from LCM. 741, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, Sean and Dalton, good morning to you. It is, what's today?
Thursday.
Just wanted to remind
Thursday,
everyone,
July 5th.
It's Friday Eve.
Yes, it is Friday Eve.
Okay. So while we have just celebrated America's 242nd birthday, happy 4th of July, right, for Independence Day, you may still notice flags are flying right now at half staff. And here's why. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered flags lowered to half staff to honor the victims of that shooting at a newspaper in Maryland. Horrific scene. The governor issued a statement saying the flags will be lowered through sunset Tuesday to show respect for the five people who were killed at the Capitol Gazette last week. And that move came in response to a request from President Donald Trump, who ordered U.S. flags on federal property to be lowered to honor the victims. Closer to home, a Pensacola man claiming to be a detective with the Pensacola Police Department, well, he remains in jail this morning, and here's why. 39-year-old Stephen Williams was arrested and charged with impersonating an officer after he contacted people in the area of the Pensacola Village. So he's been arrested and charged with impersonating a police officer after he told people that he was a detective with the Pensacola Police Department. The real police said he is not with us. He is not a teammate of ours. He told people he was investigating a missing persons case. So the real police department says that he has never been an employee of the Pensacola Police Department. He is, though, under arrest and being held at the Escambia County Jail under a $25,000 bond. I mean, we may chuckle, but this is very serious. Someone trying to impersonate an officer of the law. So we will continue to track that story. And if any new news comes from this, we'll be sure to keep you posted. But just rule of thumb, don't do that. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 743 FM Talk 106.5. And talking about the shooting and the murders there in Annapolis, nothing of that measure, and thank goodness no one hurt. But shots fired either late Tuesday night or early yesterday morning at the broadcast facility for our news partners, WKRG, also has the iHeart radio stations in that building at 555 Broadcast Drive. worked over there for years and spent some time in that TV station as well. Well, the gunshots hit the glass in the front, right where you go into the main waiting room area, and then some in the windows on the second and third floor. Nobody there during the incident, nobody harmed. MPD saying if you have information related to this shooting, 208-7211. That's MPD's number, 208-7211. Give them a call. 745 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears got a July 4th win over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 3-1. Before the fireworks lit up the sky above Hank Aaron Stadium last night, Alex Klonowski earned the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched 6 scoreless innings before the Bay Bears went to the bullpen for his replacement. All 3 of Mobile's runs were scored in the second inning, with Jose Rojas driving in a run on a sacrifice fly and Michael Barish adding a 2-run homer. Series against Jacksonville continues tonight. First pitch of the Hank is set for 6:35 p.m. In the majors, the New York Yankees beat the Atlanta Braves 6-2 on Wednesday. Giancarlo Stanton hit a 3-run homer for New York.
Swung on and driven a deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, that is a Stantonian home run to deep right center. A 3-run blast. Giancarlo. No si può stoparlo.
That call courtesy of WFAN, the New York radio team there. New York's Aaron Judge added to the score with his 24th home run of the season. Atlanta first baseman Freddie Freeman left the game in the 4th inning after he was hit by a pitch in his right upper arm during a 3rd inning at bat. The team diagnosed Freeman with an upper arm contusion. Braves still lead the NL East. They lead by 1.5 games over the Philadelphia Phillies. In other games around the league, the Boston Red Sox completed a sweep over the Washington Nationals with a 3-0 win. Philadelphia beat Baltimore 4-1. The Chicago Cubs won their 6th game in a row with a 6th inning rally to defeat the Detroit Tigers 5-2. The AL West leading Houston Astros beat the Texas Rangers 5-4 in an extra inning, and the Los Angeles Dodgers held off Pittsburgh 6-4. On the Sports Report, talk often about some of the sports legends that we know, like Nick Saban, Tom Brady, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods. But for just a second, I want to talk about a real sports legend. Mm-hmm. At the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island yesterday, Joey Jaws Chestnut won his 11th hot dog eating title and broke his own record in the process. Jaws downed 74 francs in 10 minutes to the disgust and awe of everyone on Coney Island and those watching from the safety of their own homes. Here's the wiener chomping champ, Chestnut, after his big win yesterday.
You know, I got into competitive eating because I love to eat and I love beating the heck out of people. But So I tried to just have fun and I was enjoying the food and beating the heck out of the guys next to me.
Chestnut beat the runner-up Carmen Sincotti by 10 hot dogs. In the women's competition, Mickey Sudo defended her title. She ate 37 hot dogs. Sudo's won the competition for 5 years in a row. At Wimbledon, defending champion Roger Federer easily advanced into the third round with a win over Lucas Lacco in straight sets. On the women's side, world number two Caroline Wozniacki was eliminated in the second round by Ekaterina Makarova. Wozniacki's never advanced past the fourth round at Wimbledon. Serena Williams is headed to the third round after she easily defeated Victoria Tomova in straight sets. 7:50 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a pretty good start so far. Cottage Hill, Airport, Government, and 65 all seem to be running smooth. If you're traveling downtown from the tunnels from the 65 split, there's no delays along I-10. The Bayway, the Causeway looks good. Daphne, Spanish Fort, accident free. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel at Point Clear and you get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. For reservation, head to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Right, 7:52, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
So the headline is, today's your birthday.
Yes, it is.
Yes, we're going to celebrate you all day. I just want to put that out.
It is. Yeah, today, Huey Lewis and myself, yeah, this is our birthday.
When my alert went off this morning, I said, I can't wait to get him because you are so uncomfortable.
Enjoy it.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
It's like it's my birthday, too. Okay, we'll get more to that, but let's get you caught up on some headlines in case you missed it in the first hour. A violent attack in the Birdville community as a man continues to recover after police say he was stabbed repeatedly over the holiday at a home on Raven Drive in Mobile. The man was hospitalized and is still with serious injuries. This happened Wednesday morning. Mobile police officers responded to the home and found the victim in the kitchen of that home with stab wounds to his chest, alert but not talking. 22-year-old Latia Zarita Allen. She has been charged with first-degree domestic violence. Baldwin County law enforcement officials have arrested two people they say were manufacturing and trafficking in methamphetamines in the Foley area. According to authorities, the arrests of Richard Brett Harkins and Mary Giovanellio were the result of a joint investigation between the Baldwin County Drug Task Force and the Baldwin County Criminal Investigations Division. They secured and neutralized a methamphetamine lab very close to Bon Secours. According to BCSO, both will now face charges of manufacturing a controlled substance, trafficking in methamphetamines, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And that's not all, as they say in the game show world. Mary will also face a charge of obstructing justice for allegedly using a false identity when she went to purchase ingredients used with all those drugs. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5. And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And the man of the hour, Captain Bobby, good morning.
Good morning and happy birthday to you, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Captain Bobby. I tell you what, here's what I want for a birthday present is you to have rounded up some speckled trout for me to chase this weekend.
Well, you got a good birthday present coming, my friend, because it's been phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. I was really worried, you know, after that moon we were going to have, you know, kind of a valley, and dude, it's just been great. We've had such great weather, you know, versus what we were getting a couple weeks ago. The weather's just been perfect, man. We've been having these light east winds, and as you well know, that keeps the water really clear and gives you the option to fish where you need to be fishing instead of where you have to be fishing or where you're forced to fish. So, man, it's really kind of let us show off the fishery that we have, you know. And, man, I tell you, it's been one of those weeks. It's you know, one for the books, that's for sure. And some of it's actually up there on the Facebook. We've been catching trout, reds, and I'm on a great trout trip this morning. I got hired today to teach my new buddy Don Dumas how to fish this area, and he's kicking my butt. So the teacher's getting whipped pretty bad today, you know. But anyway, it's been great, and there's no reason it shouldn't be great all the way through the weekend. The bite's been good all through the sound. The water's been calm enough, been able to get out and fish some of the structure out in the sound. Water's real clear. Fortunately, it hadn't been real toothy. As you well know, too, this time of year, sometimes that structure will get toothy when they start shrimping in the bay, but it hasn't happened so far, so it's given us the opportunity to get out and fish structure with slip corks and live bait. A couple of the mornings gotten on the inside and popping cork fish with both voodoos and shrimp, and done really well. We even threw a little top water this morning and caught some fish early this morning on top water. So it's a lot of things you can do right now to catch some fish.
Yeah, you know, you're describing situation clear water. Those east winds often set up great, not only for the sound, but for the gas platforms in the bay. What would you suggest to people, incoming or outgoing tide? Is it is there one your preference more than the other?
Well, fortunately, it's been good enough. It hasn't really mattered, you know. So it doesn't really matter. But, you know, if you're going to fish like the structure you're talking about in the form of rigs or wrecks, moving water is way more important when you're doing that kind of thing. So I don't really care which way it's moving, but if I'm going to do that structure fishing, I want moving water. You know, so that's going to be a key, you know, if you get out to do that, you know, versus like what we're doing today, fishing shallow grass with popping corks and letting the wind blow us, you're able to move your bait that way rather than having to rely on a tidal current to move it. So that's kind of what I do when I get into weaker tides, or like this morning, we got a pretty good east wind blowing, and I'm taking advantage of it, just letting us drift. So the long answer to your question, short answer to your question is, it doesn't matter as long as there's some movement.
All right. Bait, pretty easy to find. Has it been tough? What's the situation?
Well, they got plenty of it, but obviously with the holiday week, there's a lot of pressure on the shops. And so, you know, I would call or plan on getting there early if you want to get some, or start out with artificial bait and try and catch them when they come back in a little later in the morning and get your bait. But it's not that they're not catching it. It's just there's so many people fishing right now between the snapper fishing, of course, which was open all week, and the trout fishing, they're getting a lot of pressure. So, you know, you can get it, but you better either be there early or get it the night before or wait till they come back in, you know, with the second load of the day.
All right, Captain Bobby, I'll see you down there this weekend. Remind folks they want to get a trip booked with you how they do it.
Just go to ateamfishing.com. And by the way, we redid the website. If you get a chance to check it out, it really, really, really looks good. The same website, name, but a brand new website.
I can't wait to check it out, Captain Bobby, and I'll see you soon, man.
Okay, old buddy. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Macklin and the gang at HMS Marine Electronics, online at HMSMarineElectronics.com.